Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When we learn about a loved one being diagnosed with cancer, we immediately want to know the treatment options. Amina Alidade, an assistant professor of mathematics at the College of St. Rose, discusses how her research helps predict the progression of breast cancer.
Cancer is the outcome of uncontrolled cell division due to mutations in a person's DNA. In the battle against cancer, one of the clues that researchers look for is the rate of cancer cell proliferation. Higher rates are a key component of aggressive cancer types. Cancer researchers are turning to mathematical models to help answer important questions, such as how fast will tumors grow or how quickly will cancer cells develop resistance to chemotherapy. In my research, I use mathematical models to predict the rate at which a specific type of breast cancers known as HER2-positive will spread. These cancer cells frequently have extra copies of certain genes, a phenomenon called gene amplification, which results in a higher number of the HER2 receptors on the cell surface. When the number of the HER2 receptors is available for measurement from a patient biopsy, I use the data to simulate my mathematical model telling me how fast these cancer cells will grow. An extended version of the same model helps predict interactions between HER2 and other receptors at the cell surface. This adds to an increase in proliferation rates associated with tumor growth. While there is not always a mathematical solution to every problem in biology and medicine, mathematical modeling can certainly provide insights into cancer progression and response to chemotherapy. That is why it has recently been added as a powerful tool in the fight against cancer.
That was Amina Alidade from the College of St. Rose. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Cancer don't discriminate, or care if you're just 38, with three kids who